Are you struggling with minimal profits in your business? Have you been unable to pay yourself well and consistently, and now you're feeling a little bit resentful of your business? Well, Nagina, one of our longtime bookkeeping clients, was experiencing this too. Before working with us, she was stressed out about money. As an online health coach, wife, mother of two, as well as working full-time and corporate, she didn't want to run the risk of not being able to have adequate take-home pay. She thought making money in your business was extremely hard. She didn't think that she was a type at first to be able to get the money that she desired. She was able to make money, but unsure how to keep it. Since working with us, Nagina has been able to make extremely profitable decisions based on her money story. She went from consistently sitting at 30% profit margin to sustaining 70% consistently so that she's able to pay herself well in six figures, able to have excess cash on hand, and she's able to max out her retirement to $66,000 for the year. In this episode, you'll learn the journey Nagina and I went on to improve her finances, along with the mindset shifts she made to have success in her business. Stay tuned. This is the Harmonious Wealth Podcast, where we're breaking online business owners free from chasing every next revenue milestone and instead prioritizing lifestyle and legacy goals so you can finally have the personal wealth to show for your business success. I'm your host, Ayanna Vaughn, fractional CFO and bookkeeper, here to guide you. Now let's start building your financial legacy. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Harmonious Wealth Podcast. I have a very, very special guest, Nagina Abdullah. She is an online weight loss coach helping ambitious women across the world get snatched. Oh, I just like to say that because when I read your email newsletter and you were coming from vacation with your family, I'm like, she looks amazing. And the fact that you've been helping your clients do that for years, like to see how you've been helping your clients transform and then also how long we've been working together has been so cool. So Nagina, thank you again for coming on. Do you mind telling a little bit about yourself?
Yes, Ayanna, I'm just so excited for this conversation because we've really been through so many things from my business, from, you know, ups and downs and massive, massive transformation. So we're going to really talk about a lot of that. So I'm Nagina Abdullah. I am a weight loss coach for women in midlife and busy women who really don't have a lot of time to go on diets and to lose and gain the same 15 to 20 pounds for the rest of their lives. I create a lifestyle for women. I started with one-on-one coaching, evolved into group coaching in a hybrid manner where there's some online material as well as some actual coaching. And then I also have a few online products. And part of my journey has been kind of going back and forth, determining what I'm selling, how I'm selling it, and what's most profitable, but also most importantly, what is getting the best results for my clients. And I always have them in mind, but always I also want to filter that and kind of balance that with what I'm capable of giving and the energy and avoiding burnout. So we've worked on that a lot.
That is so good because it's like a lot of times when we help women or whoever we serve with our superpower, we don't use it on ourselves. So it's like good to kind of have that person with you to help you say, okay, how can we also implement some of these strategies that you help your clients on for yourself too? So that's good.
Yes, thanks. And also, Cher, I'm a mom of two. I now have a 14-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. So they've been on this journey. They were, you know, around 7, 6 when we started working together. And so, you know, a lot of my why has been to spend more time with them and to get more quality time with them, to have a safe and fun space for us to build memories in and to create adventures so that I can look back at this time. And so that's been a real driver for me to have my business and to do it with my passion, which is helping women get healthier.
Yes, that is so good. That is so good. So Nagina's here because she went from wanting to have her take-home pay replace her full-time business to now she's able to sustain 70% profit margin in her business while being able to pay herself six figures and have an additional to save for retirement. So I would love to kind of walk through the process of how your money mindset has changed, like the journey that we've been on together. We've been working with each other for quite some time, so we'll get to that. But can you talk to us a little bit about where you were when we first started as far as like how you felt with your business and also your full-time income?
Yes. So I was at a place where I was working a full-time job, and I had been working a full-time job for the first 5 to 6 or 7 years of my business. And, you know, a lot of people told me you should quit your full-time job and you should go all in. And I just wasn't able to do that because I have to pay bills in my household. And so I can't risk not having that money. And it wasn't an option for me to just like leave and just follow my heart. You know, I wanted to, but I knew the smarter way to do that was to follow my heart and to build this business on the side. And then once it was at a place where it was consistent, then I could leave my job. And guess what? This took longer than I thought. And the whole time that I was building it on the side, I worked like almost 2 jobs pretty much. But guess what? I was never stressed that I didn't have enough money. Mm-hmm. And I know that that was what allowed me to give the best service, to always focus on creating the best programs instead of trying to sell things quickly just to make money. So I know that my stress levels were so much lower. And it took me longer, but it worked out and I was much safer. And also, you know, one other thing to mention now that I'm so many years after is that I was always contributing to my retirement when I was in my corporate job. And then when I became full-time in my business, I still continued as much as I could. And then it grew significantly after that. But looking back, it would have been a huge disservice to myself to have not saved in those years. I would have put myself behind. And so, you know, building it on the side was work, but it paid off. And so when we first started working together, I was at a place where I didn't really know where my money was going. I had started to learn how to make money. I had started to sell my online programs. At that point, I had a one-on-one program, one-on-one coaching. And then I also had an online program, which was an 8-week product called Spice Yourself Skinny. And I really wanted to develop my online program so I didn't have to do one-on-one coaching as much. So, but I was making, you know, just over 6 figures when we started working together. And at that point, I was like, okay, this is real. Like, this could be real. If I got to this point, I could get to 7 figures. That's the way I think, you know, I'm like,
right.
I don't know, it's not going to happen tomorrow, but like something's going right. So let me do this and let me get some financial controls. And so I have to tell you, Ayana, the best step that I took back when we started working together, which was like 2016, was to hire you, because it made things so crystal clear about what was working and what wasn't working. And we're going to talk about those tweaks and changes that became like black and white when I looked at my financial statements that you gave me. So yeah, where I was then is that I was struggling with like, how do I grow this? And though I was making over 6 figures, let's be very clear, I was bringing home only 30% of that. And yes, that was a great bump to my corporate income and to paying off some debt and doing a couple things that we wouldn't have been able to do, but I could not live off of that. And so that's where I thought, let me take my business seriously. Like, let me take it seriously. Let me hire someone that can look at my finances and give me reports, because I felt confused about where my money was going and what was happening. And so that's where I was then. I didn't know what was making me money. I didn't know why I was making over 6 figures, but I wasn't really able to like fund my life. So I needed to figure that out.
That is so cool. I look back at when we first talked. What's interesting is I pitched to work with you. So I think you did like a post saying that you needed a bookkeeper, and I had started my business earlier that year, and I've been working with bloggers at the time. And I was just like, you know what? Let me pitch, because I know what I'm doing. I know about working with online business owners. And we talked in late October, worked together starting in early November in 2016. And what we did was a bookkeeping cleanup project, and it was getting you caught up for the full year so that we can assess your trends and see how you've been how everything transpired for the year, starting in January up until October. So that way, like you said, you were able to kind of see exactly what was going on. One thing that I love that you did, like you said, you made sure that you took the time to really understand what was working for your audience, for people that you were serving. And you were able to, of course, you want to grow your business, but you didn't try on a whim. You were like, okay, I'm going to keep testing. I'm going to keep seeing like what program works the best. What are the investments that I need to make to improve my business? So it's really inspiring to see how you've been so consistent, so patient with your business and seeing where you are right now. Like every time I look at like all of our clients' reports and I look at yours, I'm like, oh, excited. I do that with everyone, but like every client has a special place in my heart, and you do as well. So that's been fun.
Yes. Thank you.
What do you think was affecting your ability to pay yourself consistently?
You know what? The thing is, in the online world, the thing that everybody talks about is revenue. How much did you bring in? Did you make six figures? Every year I would pray, this will be the year I'll make six figures for multiple years. And then when it happened, it was amazing. Now, my first year making six figures, I think was like 2015, right before I started working with you. And you know, that was what I brought in, like I said, not what I brought home, which is key. Nobody talks about profit. Profit right. is actually all we should care about, okay? Yes, you right. need to have a certain revenue to bring in a certain amount of money, but profit is extremely important. So what I found was that I was spending a lot and I was trying to figure out how to get more business. So it wasn't like I was wasting my money on, you know, buying personal items. I was right. actually investing in figuring out, okay, should I do Facebook ads? Should I do some other kinds of ads? Like, should I invest in copywriting courses? I was taking coaching courses. I think probably a lot of other entrepreneurs can probably identify with me that there's so many things out there that you feel like you need all of these things. And so what was happening is it was just adding up and it was taking from my profit. And so that's kind of like what I saw was happening. But then I also realized that my pricing was not as high as it could be. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, really taking stock of both of these things was what started changing. So there's one more element that I want to bring in, which is I mentioned, because I'm a mom of two who are in their school years, I truly wanted to have more time with them, which was my reason that I wanted to leave my corporate job. But I also wanted to do work that was more meaningful to me. I also wanted to be able to build a model that was not taking up all of my time. And so I had to figure out how to create that. And so that's why when I first started, I did coaching so that I could learn how to, you know, it was a really great way to put myself through learning. Like I learned my clients, I learned what was creating their weight loss for them. What were the roadblocks? Because after I lost weight, and the way that I started this was that I personally lost 40 pounds after a lifetime of struggling with sugar cravings. I actually had tried every single diet out there. I never Wow. knew what to do that would actually keep the weight off. And I thought about food. I thought about my weight all day long. And it actually stopped me from doing certain things like going places or wearing clothes that I wanted to, or feeling confident about myself. And so after I had my kids, I found out through research, scientific research, I found out there was foods that you could add to your diet to increase your metabolism and to really create a quick fat loss, but that was sustainable. And so when I found this, I was like, oh my God, I've worked my whole life to try to do this. It was a major pain for me. I never felt confident in my body. And so once I started feeling this freedom, I wanted to share it with so many people. And so I realized that was my passion. And I only realized that until after I had my children and I lost the weight. And everyone that I knew kept asking me, what did you do? How did you do this? That's how I created my online business. So I wanted to be able to share this. It was truly my passion. And you know, I'm never sick of talking about it because I love talking about how to help women lose weight because it changed my life when I lost 40 pounds. And I lost that in 9 months, and it's been over 12 years now that I've kept that weight off. So, you know, it's really been life-changing for me. And so what I was doing at that point was that I needed to learn through coaching. I knew what worked for me, but I needed to find out what worked for other women. And so by coaching people one-on-one, I learned so much. And then I really wanted to apply that and create a group online program so that I wouldn't necessarily coach women one by one, but I would put all of that learning into a group program. And so I did create that online course. And so that was with you. During that year, I actually launched my online course, Spice Yourself Skinny. It's an 8-week course that's all online modules. And I've gotten amazing transformations for women from that. But what happened is, so I launched it in 2016. I was still doing my one-on-one coaching. And then I started ramping down my coaching in 2017 and started increasing my sales of my online course. And guess what happened? I had seen all these people online who did this same model and like their revenue skyrocketed. That didn't happen for me. What happened for me is I actually went down in the following year. Like I was right below six figures in my year after. And that's when I started looking at your financial reports and I started seeing, okay, what's happening? Like I need to sell more. I need to sell more. And so I started spending more money on trying to get more traffic. But then the following year, I decided to start taking on more clients again. And that's where during that year, your reports really gave me crystal clear clarity on the fact that almost 50% of my income was coming from my one-on-one coaching. And so, and then there was the other 50% that was coming from my online sales, but I was doing so much work to get that. And the one-on-one was coming easier. And so that's where I really got a lot of clarity that I need to figure this out. How can I provide more one-on-one style coaching to more people without like burning out my calendar? And that's where I started deciding, okay, I'm going to deep dive and learn about how to create premium programs where I can sell at a higher price, but then I can create a group program. And so I decided to invest in that. And I thought it was a smart decision because I saw the reports that were showing me a lot of my money that was coming more easily was coming from some one-on-one clients where I was working so hard and I just wasn't able to grow my online courses. And so that's what I started doing. So I started making that change. And when I started making that change is when I was able to leave my corporate job. And so that one learning helped me so much. It took me 2 years though, because I was experimenting with the online programs. And then I was looking at the results and I was adding in other programs. And then I needed to build out this other program, but it still happened. And so in 2020, I was able to leave my full-time job and be free. Be fully free. Right. It was amazing. And, you know, and so that was where I was able to say, okay, now I'm making much more money. And that year, my revenue significantly went up by maybe 2 times or 3 times as much as it was before. Mm-hmm. And so that's where my next phase of my business starts, where, you know, at that moment, so many things happened. My revenue pretty much tripled. My profitability was okay. But at that moment, I had been living in a 2-bedroom apartment with my family because we were working on staying within our means. But my children were getting bigger. They were 10 and 9, and my son is pretty tall. So he needed room, and he and his sister were like, it was not working out for them to share a room anymore. They wanted to have their friends over. We didn't have place for that. And so in that year, I was able to bring in that significantly additional revenue from those learnings that I had been deep diving on and applying the learnings from. We were able to move from my 2-bedroom apartment with my husband, myself, and my 2 kids into a 5-bedroom home with a pool, with the kids having their own room and me having my own office, which I'm in now. And instead of me working on my kitchen table, which I did for five to six years. So, you know, that was a life change, but it was a big change and it was amazing. And I thank God for it every day, you know, every day, because I still enjoy the space that I'm in so much. But it took 7 years to get there. It took 7 years, but it was like, every year I was seeing more revenue come in. I was seeing the growth. Then I was learning what was working. And, you know, now it's like, oh, okay, I already did that work now. Now I'm here where I am. Thank God I did something with all that time because I had more energy like 10 years ago, you know? So that's kind of like where that second phase, you know, started changing. And I was able to then focus on where I'm at now, which is scaling my business even further.
Oh my goodness. It really brought me back to memory lane, how with your reports, when you mentioned the clarity, we would really document every sales item. So like the sales, but every revenue stream. And it's really important for us to be so detailed, right? So that you can make decisions off of your numbers. So having the detail of the program, Spice Yourself Skinny, and even down to the cycle so that you're understanding like how has the cycle performed like during a particular part of the year, or how are we tying what you've been doing in marketing to hit those goals, right? And we would even do what I call class tracking, where we're tracking the revenue earned from that specific launch period and the expenses directly related to the launch period, and then getting the profit on it so that you're understanding how profitable each launch was. And that was giving you like clarity, how can I pivot if need be, or how can I keep the same things or the same tactics that I was using on this next launch to improve. And like you were saying, you were mentioning how you thought, because online business say that you have to have this program, you thought it was a program, but it was like, what if I do a hybrid and work with our clients more deeply while having a group experience that still taps into their needs? And I love that you were able to use the data, right? Be objective, but then humanize that approach by filling in the gap of what your clients need. So I did want to mention that too, of like, the data, it's all in the data. It's all in the data.
It really brings it out. And it's so true what you're saying. Like we, because I was trying lots of things, which many entrepreneurs do, which we should do, right? When we're starting, what works, what doesn't work, what works. But then like, unless you analyze the results and actually see the numbers, like you have to see the numbers on a report. It changed everything when I saw the numbers on the report and I saw how much revenue my coaching was bringing in. And I was like, okay, I want to say goodbye to this, but I can't say goodbye to it if I want to grow my business. And so let me find another solution to make this work. So absolutely looking at it in detail, and it makes it easy. Cause I think a lot of times, like, you know, we might think, oh, I'll do this myself, but it's actually a full-time job to do those reports. That's what it looks like to me. I know it would take me a long time to do it. So it was just systematic that I could look at it and learn and then apply. And the application is also sometimes like these other things, like now I have to go learn how to do a group program, you know, and learn all those things. So I can go, but I can go do that because I have the foundation to say, all right, this makes sense. So I feel good about this investment now.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that when you look at your numbers, you're able to go from like an anxious or negative mindset to at least neutral. Reflecting back on how you've been growing your business, whether you were having like anxiety with money or even just kind of like negative thoughts or even neutral, were there any money blocks that you've experienced going like growing your business?
Yes. Like I would always tell myself, this isn't for me. I'm not smart enough. I would just say like, I'm not smart enough to make that much money. Or like, you know, I would just say like, I have to work so hard to make money. I would say that all the time. I have to work really hard and I have to keep working really hard. And so that's where I got into a cycle of working so hard that I actually pretty much burnt myself out one year because I was like, I have to work this hard. I have to keep doing this and then applying it to here and learning this, you know? And so that was really that, those were some things blocking me. And it was just, you know, it was just limitations that I wasn't sure if it was ever going to work for me. You know, I just thought, I don't know if this is ever going to work for me. And also, I just don't know how to make this work. I'm trying. I just don't know. So those were a lot of blocks I had, and I dealt with it every day. I was not the person who was like, oh, I'm so capable and I'm so smart. I can definitely do this. That was just not me. I was more like, the thing that was driving me was I wanted freedom to spend with my family. I wanted more time and I needed to make money in order to do that. And I saw people in the online world where this was possible, where they were making money. So I knew like it was nice because there was some images and some examples that inspired me to say, this is a business model that I could work on getting to. And so I had that vision in my mind and I wanted to spend more time with my family, but I also wanted to be very successful in my business because I wanted to just be able to be completely free to do all the things in life that I wanted to. And so I kind of had this desire and these inspirations that kept driving me. And I also, you know, I also just didn't want to be on fire drills with my corporate job, but I couldn't just leave it. I just didn't have that option. And so I think that hunger was the thing that kept me going. It wasn't like I'm so smart because I didn't feel like I was at all. And I don't think I'm smarter than anybody else. I think it was more like, I want this life. So I'm going to keep chugging towards it day by day. And like I said, I didn't always see the results. Like when we first started working together, my revenue went down the next year because I was experimenting with the lower price programs. Then it stayed the same the year after. Then it went up and then it tripled. And now it has gone way beyond that. And the other thing that's happened is that my profitability, which we can talk about more as well now, is like more than double what it was. So not only is my revenue so much higher, my profitability is, and now like the life changes are truly continuing and getting bigger, I think. So those were the money mindset blocks. But like, I really think the biggest thing that got me through, I shared some of those, but the main thing was like, keep on going every day. Every day, and keep your eye on what you want and keep your heart on what you want. Like, do you want to be in this life that you're in, or do you want to try to change it? Because if you want to try to change it, just make the changes every day. And in the course of a year, you'll see that you're better than you were a year before.
I love that. I love that. You kind of answered my next question. How you overcame.
Oh, how I overcame. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I was like, I don't want to be too depressing.
No, you're good. You're good. Because one of the things that I talk with my clients, a lot of us experience like money trauma or even have negative thoughts around money. And even like having thoughts that are negative that don't even have anything to do with money can transfer into your business mindset. So I feel like, you know, where do these things come from? It comes from how we were raised and what we've been taught and what we've seen in society. What do you think that initial negative money mindset of like having to like work so hard and you can't, like you felt like you couldn't make this type of money? What do you think that stemmed from?
I mean, obviously, I guess the thing is like from childhood, though, like my parents were so supportive of me being everything I wanted to be. But there was, you know, we had a very basic lifestyle where we had what we needed. We didn't have more than we needed, but everything was about how much it cost. So everything that we purchased, every time we ate out, it was like, well, do you know how much that costs? Do you know what that is? So I always felt that I was strained with money. And I always felt that no matter what, like money was a barrier to me because I didn't have enough. I always had to think so hard about if I could afford something. And so that really goes into my business as well, because it's like this fear of spending too much or this fear of not having enough also. So I wanted to feel that freedom. But then every time I got, like I did make money, I felt this frantic relationship with money where I was like, I had to hurry up and make the money because it was going to be gone. So I have to hurry up and invest it into something, whether it's Facebook ads or whether it's like another coach or whether it's, I have to hurry up and invest it because right now I need to make money now because it might not keep happening. So that is a huge change that I have realized that I've made, because now when I make money, I have a plan for my money. I know where my money is going before I make it. That was something I didn't learn. It was only about making money. So I've only learned that you're supposed to make money. You're supposed to make a lot of revenue. So the profitability side of it, I didn't know. Saving and investing, I knew you were supposed to, but it wasn't like an active part of my plan. So now I've changed to like a more calmer view of, okay, this is the smart places to put my money. I don't have to like use it and reinvest and grow my business. Like every, you know, I have to be smarter about where to go. Some of it is for that, but I don't have this frantic relationship with money anymore.
I talk about like why you know how to make money but not keep it. And a lot of it is like our own attachment style to money. And when we don't have a secure attachment style with relationships, it bleeds into how your relationship is with money and how it's not secure. And I love how you mentioned like it was like the calm, right? your business can be like a baby, right? When you're first growing your baby, it's like, this is my first time to having a business or having a child. You're just trying everything. You're changing a child's clothing. And then it's like, okay, I know my child. It's growing. I know my business. It's growing. And it doesn't need all the bells and whistles. The child is fine. The business is fine. And you're letting it grow and blossom on its own. So it's cool how like how mothering or like being a mother while having a business is similar, very different, because I'm a mother too. So it's very different, but it's similar in the sense where you're growing something, you're birthing something and you're growing it, you know? So I'm happy that you shared that. And one of the things that I like to talk about, not in like a sense where I'm talking about it every day with clients, is like maintaining or balancing your masculine and feminine energy when it comes to having a business. And you mentioned that now you have a plan, right? Versus having that over controlling your money of like, okay, I need to spend this, or let's kind of count every single dollar, but more so having a plan. You're knowing, you know exactly what's going on, you're leading it, and you're working to automate how you handle your clients and sales and things of that nature. But then on the feminine side, you're able to attract, right? Because you're comfortable, you're attracting the right clients, you're able to enjoy, right? Now you're able to pay yourself consistently and well, and you're enjoying the fruits of that labor by spending time with your family, you know? And then magnify is, the third part is magnify, and that's when you're able to like expand past how you're able to help others increase, or you're impacting others in their lives. So I love how you kind of naturally float into like you kind of healing your energy and like how it shows up in your business.
Thank you. Thank you. That's so true. It totally does. And you know, it's so true. It's like these things come from somewhere, but we can evolve and change too. But if you feel that relationship with money, but you may not realize it. You don't realize it until you start seeing that you're not getting the results that you are looking for. And then there's something happening there, you know, there's something happening. So yeah. And you know, for me, what actually like helped solve a lot of these money mindset problems was, I'll tell you one thing that actually helped wipe it out so I could see the results. And this was charging higher prices. Like when I started increasing my prices, and I didn't just increase them, like, cause people have to pay for your programs too. So you have to make it, you know, a value that people will pay for, but I actually learned how to create programs that were higher value. So they had, for me, they had a coaching element. They also had an online element. They had a lot of personalized support, but I could bring on more clients, but I still also learned how to sell. Like I learned how to create, how to have sales conversations. I learned how to talk about people's goals and dreams and really connect with them. That learning for me, because I was able to increase my pricing, I was able to significantly increase my revenue. Then I started seeing, okay, I'm making this amount of money that is helping me live a life that I want, but it's still not what it could be. And so that's where I dove in deeper to some of the ways to fix it. But charging higher prices and learning how to offer programs that were higher has really helped me a lot, because I saw, oh my God, I just made all this revenue. So now after going through that frantic relationship with money for a few years, you start to realize it's not bringing in what you want it to. And so then you, if you have enough money, you can start working with that and start working through how to actually keep that money.
I'm so glad you mentioned the pricing, because when you start your business, you're underpricing versus pricing for the result and the value. You're just pricing like, let me just get my feet wet. Let me just get some clients in the door. Let me just help them. And then it causes that resentment, not necessarily towards the client, but more so your business, because you're not pricing for profit. And then your expenses on top of that is just eating up and depleting your profit that you have. So, we've talked about pricing throughout our time together, as well as, you know, payment plans. That's another thing. When you have a group program, you know, payment plans really help you retain your monthly recurring revenue, but it can also hurt you if you're extending it too long past your program, right? Because things happen, people slip through the cracks, they've already received their program, they're like, all right, why would I pay after I've been through the system? And this is just something that, you know, we've been working on as far as just making sure that your payment plans are good, the pricing is good, And you raising your prices, of course, is the first step into increasing your revenue, which could potentially increase your profit. But then you making sure that you're taking like really strategic risks, calculated risks in your business if you're trying something new, but then also investing in the right things that can help you. When we first started again, just to bring it back, your profit margins were about 30%. And then as you were shifting, it's been consecutively 70%. Mm-hmm. And how do you feel when you realize that you retain 70% of every dollar that you earned in your business? How did that feel for you?
Yeah, I'm just starting to feel like, because, you know, it's happened for the last couple years now. But once it starts happening, it's like I had to still pay some things from the year before. So like this year, I'm going to experience having all of that in 1 year. And yeah, it is amazing. I mean, like my husband is like, I can't believe you make so much money. He's like, you know, he's telling our kids, you should do what mom does. You know, you should figure out what mom is doing. You should just do that. And you know, that it wasn't always like that, because it was like, is this working? Why are you investing $10,000 in this program, Nagina? You know? And so it's come around to this place. So it feels amazing. And I really feel like, even though I have these years behind me, I feel so fresh and excited that I have so much more ahead of me now. Like there was so much I figured out. And I really truly believe, you know, it's like the first 100,000 is, it takes years to learn to make it. But then the second 100 is not as hard. And then I know that also the first 1 million is not going to take me as long. You know, because there's, once you start looking at the learnings, and that's why like looking at your bookkeeping and looking at your financial projections, it takes off years, because then you can say, okay, this product is bringing in money. This product is like taking me a lot of effort, but it's not really bringing in that much. And also, and let's look at the expenses. Oh my God, I thought it was going to be smart to make this investment in my business, but it's draining me. So you have to look at your reports regularly and do that. And there was actually like a couple months that went by one time where I didn't look at the reports you had sent me. And that actually got me in a lot of trouble, because I was continuing to spend in these areas. And if I had just looked at my report, I thought I was making a certain amount of money. We could kid ourselves. Like I thought I was bringing in this revenue, but a lot of it was also like on payment plans and things for the future. So the actual money that was coming in was not what I was thinking it was. And when you see it on the report, it's like, okay, this is where I'm actually at. You know, what's owed to me in the future is not where I'm at right now. So it really brings it into, you know, perspective.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Like you felt the immediate consequence from not looking at your reports. Ooh, yep, yes. That's a major one.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like for my aspect of my profitability, what happened there was like, I mean, that was just, you know, right now I feel great about it. So I'll just say that. Yeah. I feel great. I want to keep my profitability high and now keep raising my revenue, you know? So now it's like at a good place, but it's, if you're making a certain revenue, but your profitability is low, you're working so hard, but you're like, you don't have to do all that. Like, what's the point of making that money if you're giving it all away? You want it. What are you bringing home, and what's going in your retirement and what's going in your savings? Like that's actually what counts. Not like, oh, this feels good. Or this, at a certain point, if you are really running a business, you actually need to bring home the money.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because if you're continuously doing like cash injection, you're being scrappy, you're just trying all these things just to get the revenue in. It's like, what does that mean for your profit? Or long term, you're stressing yourself out.
Hey there. If you're managing your bookkeeping yourself, or have a bookkeeper who is more reactive, you might find yourself with a tax surprise, especially as you grow your business every year. When you become a bookkeeping client with Lovely Financials, each month we give you tax estimates so you know exactly what to expect and how to plan for it. Plus, we'll help you implement tax strategies to save you at least $10,000 in taxes so your annual investment for bookkeeping pays for itself. Every month, you'll receive your performance report from your accountant with your numbers for review that they'll guide you through. Each quarter, you'll meet with your accountant to discuss the past quarter, understand how cash is moving in your business, and then create goals for the next quarter. We'll not only create all of the financial statements you need to increase your profit, but we'll also guide you through exactly how to do it so you can pay yourself consistently and give yourself bonuses. You'll be able to see every income stream neatly laid out on your financial report to know exactly where you should have put your efforts to scale. You'll be able to neutralize your thoughts around money and feel confident that you know what's actually going on. Book a call by visiting the link in the show notes. We'll walk you through everything that is included, answer any questions you have about what our relationship will look like, and show you what's possible when you have the right numbers and know how to use them to make decisions as a CEO.
And when it comes to profit, you know, profit is great and having healthy cash flow is great. And like you said, have maxing out your retirement was like a top priority for you. And that's something that we don't talk about in entrepreneurship. What, of course, we know why you had that goal, but what kind of stemmed in like, okay, my business must help me max out in my contributions for my retirement. What kind of sparked that for you?
Oh, thanks. Okay. Yeah. So that was not my initial goal. I never thought about that. I was just like, when I leave my business, can I have some extra money and can I have some extra time? That was all I was thinking about. So, but let me tell you, okay. So first of all, I want to set the stage of kind of what I was sharing before is that when you're working in a corporate job, if you're maxing out your 401k, you're contributing about 20K a year. Okay. And usually, you know, we know that we're supposed to max it out. So if you don't contribute for 5 years, okay, because you're trying to build your business and you're like quitting your job or you're not putting all of it into your full-time job, that's $100,000, you know, in like a certain amount of decades, that's going to become $1 million and it's going to become more than $1 million. And it's true because when you look back for anyone that has been contributing for 10 years, you're going to see how much your money has grown. So it's like you just gave up over $1 million, you know, and that's what you should look at it as, because once you get to retirement, which is going to come, it's you need that money. So first of all, it's really key to keep trying to contribute to that. I wasn't thinking about it because I was just automatically doing it in my business, in my corporate job. But when I left my job, the first year I wasn't able to contribute, like max out my, you know, even max out what I would have done in corporate my first year. But then the second year, I started realizing, oh my God, if I keep doing this, like I'm taking away from my future self. So I have to keep doing at least what I was doing. But this is the thing, and this is why it's so amazing to be an entrepreneur. If you have your own business, we can contribute $66,000 to our 401ks, whatever kind of 401k it is. Like $66,000 is what is possible. That's more than three times as much what you're doing in a corporate job. That is one of the best reasons also to leave your corporate job if you can figure out how to make as much money. Okay, that's really important to make sure that you're making the same amount of money if that's important to you. Now, what happened is that I'm in my 40s. Okay. So I wasn't thinking about this as much in my 30s. I was just wanting freedom. I was wanting time with my children. I wanted to go on more vacations. But in my 40s, it starts to creep up on you like, okay, that's like 20-ish years away. You know, it could be sooner. I don't really care if it's sooner because I truly love what I'm doing. But even if it's then, you start thinking about it. And so, you know, I start putting it into the bankrate.com calculator. If this year, if I contribute this much, if I contribute, what will it be? And I know that in retirement, I don't want to be cash strapped. I want to live my life. Like I want to live my life now. And I also want to live my life then. So I was realizing, oh my God, we could be doing pretty well, like really, really well, if I max this out. And so, but the thing is, I still have to bring home a certain amount of money to my house first. Like that's going to be my, I have to pay our bills. I mean, my husband and I do it together. We're a team, but I have to put my part in too. And so I have to do that first. And I couldn't, sometimes you can't think past that because you're just, because of cash flow and because that's what you're doing, you're like, okay, I just got to pay my bills. I got to do it. But through some of the things we talked about, learning about what's working, going deep on and expanding on those services that are bringing in revenue without a lot of stress and time, improving pricing, you know, I was able to bring that money in. And then in the past couple of years, also max out my retirement. And it really came to play as an entrepreneur when I did my taxes and the tax, my accountant told me, if you contribute $50,000 to your retirement, your taxes are going to go down by, you know, multiple tens of thousands of dollars. And so I was like, well, yep, I'm definitely figuring out how to put it in my retirement because I'd rather put it in there than pay taxes on it. So that's what got me going in terms of like, okay, I got to do this. Otherwise I have to pay money out of my hand to somebody else. And so then I started realizing, okay, I can do this. And so then I started planning for it, you know? And so sometimes it's like, okay, you have to do it. And then you figure it out. And now I look back and it's like what I've done in the past 3 years is creeping up too close to what I did in my corporate career, which was for, you know, over a decade because of the amount of money that we can invest. And when you start investing in your retirement, I just put it in the S&P 500 and it is amazing how much it grows. It is life-changing. And I never would have known this because nobody ever taught me, nobody ever showed me how much your money will grow. Like this year, the market went up 20%, 20%. So it was like the 66K that I put in already went up over $12,000, like 13, actually over $13,000 in wow. 1 year. I just made $13,000 and that's off only the 66K. And I am only sharing this because it is really powerful how much money grows when you invest it and in retirement first, and then also whatever you're able to do in savings. And so otherwise we're just staying on this hamster wheel of living day by day, check by check, month by month, or maybe year by year. But like, we don't have to live like that if we just direct your money. And that's all I didn't, it's not necessarily that I'm making so much like more money compared to, you know, many other people, but it's like directing your money. Where are you directing it towards? So
it's like you're keeping more money than a lot of others who, you know, showcase seven-figure businesses. You're keeping more because you're being strategic. And I'm so glad that you mentioned like how you've changed mindset-wise, because you were an inspiration and like me really taking an interest or even a deeper interest in how clients spend their money after they've paid themselves. Not to know the details, but to say, hey, you know, you can have this same type of management on in your personal finances as your business, because your business should be your number one wealth generator for you, right? Because why else are you building your business besides serving, right? You're serving humanity, but immediately after, your business must be serving you and you paying yourself what you need, right? Accomplishing your lifestyle goals, right? You also need to think about what your legacy is going to look like. And we don't think about that a lot of times, especially when we have our businesses. But I think especially because we have businesses, we should be saying, how can this business help us with our legacy? What are the changes that you've seen on the day-to-day level when it comes to being able to pay yourself well and consistently that you didn't see when you first started?
Oh yeah. Just like, I'm like a whole different person. It's like another transformation because I was very stressed out. I was very like frantic. I was trying everything. And when you're building your business, there's like, you have to go through this. You have to go through this. I want everyone to go through this that can, because you have to go through that at some point. If you're not like trying to figure things out, you know, it's not going to always happen. You got to work at it, keep going deeper into it. But like the thing is that when I was always like not knowing what was going to work, and I was not very confident about what was going to work. And I was more like hoping and praying things would work. And then I was also like doing unhealthy things, like counting on the money for certain things that I was going to spend it on. And then it wouldn't always come through. And like, this happened a lot. And thank God it didn't end up happening in huge situations, but it could have. And it's like, you count on this launch or you count on this money and then you don't know that it's coming. I think now I'm like, I need to have the money before I count on it. You know, I need to see the money. Like, let me spend the money I have versus the money I'm going to have, because we just don't know. So, but after having that mindset for a while, then you create a savings, you create this security that you can like make plans from, you know? And so before I would be like, like we couldn't really travel or do anything because we didn't have the flexibility to do that on top of all the other stuff, like on top of like our regular stuff, not all the other stuff, like just having children, you know, having children and living in the United States. We didn't have that many, that much other flexibility. So I was, that traveling was really important to me. And I really wanted to do that. I had traveled when I was single and I traveled when my husband and I got married, but after kids, it was really hard because we had a lot of like school bills and stuff like that, that we had to pay off. And so, you know, now I have a budget for traveling and I feel good about traveling. I'm like I feel fine about saying, okay, we're going to spend X thousands of dollars to go on this trip because I want my children to have this adventure and this experience. And I want to have it with them. And I want to also have it for myself. So like, this is our budget towards that. And I feel relaxed. I feel relaxed and I feel excited. I actually feel excited about it. So now like this year we planned out 3 trips and we already know that we have that. And like, I don't feel bad about spending that money. I feel good about it because those are my goals. And now we have the money to do it because we already paid and solved the other problems that we were having before. So yeah. So, I mean, I've gone from like feeling nervous and feeling huge lack of confidence with now feeling more relaxed about it. And I also do have a confidence now that my income is going to continue scaling up. I have a true confidence because I have tried these techniques and they keep working and I tried them. Okay. They worked this time. Some things don't work when you try them again. They work once. They won't work again. Now I have these ways of doing things that they're working systematically every time. And so I feel good about that, but I'm also building out some other things, you know, to keep me more risk averse. But I have some ideas of what we're able to do. And so having that relaxed feeling is really good. And it's like not, it doesn't feel that stress. And when I'm in my 40s, I can't take that stress like I used to take it. When I was in my 30s, I could handle stuff more. I don't want that stress now. I want more calmness. So okay. I'm happy that I put in the work before. And now I can do that. And I'm still excited to grow. I'm just not going to be as like nervous about it anymore. It's okay if it doesn't happen as fast. I think that's the main thing is I put a time limit on everything. I was like, this year I have to do this, this launch, I have to do it. But if you kind of like know, okay, I'm learning this launch, hopefully I'll do it. But if I don't, I'm going to build on that learning. And it's not like a time crunch for everything. That changes that mentality and takes you from being nervous and stressed way of feeling to like a learning approach and knowing that you're going to learn and you're going to be able to take from those learnings and build your business.
Oh my goodness. You've been sharing so much wisdom, so much wisdom. One thing that came up for me when you were talking is like, now you have guidelines on how to spend your money. You know, we like to look at percentage of income, like every single line item, because you can use that data as a guideline for that next year to better improve your finances. And when we did the personal bookkeeping and we were looking at your trips, we had like a specific item for like the exact trip. And you're looking, okay, what did this cost us when we travel to this location? What would it look like to travel to that location? And you have a historical view of how your trips are or how much your trips have been, how much you've been spending on those trips. And then you're able to, now you're projecting in advance for how to have those trips and still be at ease. And you were able to save now that after you were able to look at how you've been spending on your personal finances as well. Saving on the personal side and saving on the business side. It's like you're increasing your profits in every direction, which is great.
It's been a journey. I was not where I am right now 10 years ago. You know, I was not where I was very, very like not understanding where all my money was and how I could do all these things and not realizing how expensive these things like a trip actually ends up like when you actually look at what you're spending, it was way more than I was thinking it was. But now I can do that. But I couldn't do it then. And I didn't realize where my money was going.
Yes. And even a shameless plug of like saying you've been able to save in your business, like retain savings. I think it was early 2023, we were talking about, okay, you have this excess cash, let's put it in a high yield savings account. what happened when that, when you moved your money?
Yeah. So yeah, I know you, I was wondering where should I put this money in? And like, I wanted to be able to save for my taxes, which is significant to do, you know, once you start having that revenue that's coming in and you don't want to be caught with like a tax bill. So I was like keeping some money aside for that. And yeah, and so I didn't know what to do with it, but I know I didn't want to spend it on anything because I wanted to be able to apply it to that and then also to my retirement. And so all I had was a checking account. That's all that I had. Like it was a big thing for me originally when we had started working together. I actually created a business account. So like before, my personal was all with my business in our family account because I wasn't making big, huge purchases, but if I made a big purchase, it would be coming out. We would know that it was there. But then there started to be a lot. So I created my business checking and then the high yield. Oh my gosh, it adds up. Like when I was saving the money for my taxes, and I know that you showed me that, like, you know, I just made a couple thousand dollars after saving in there. Now it's been much more than that. So, you know, it can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month. And so now I'm just actively putting my money in there once I don't need it in my checking account versus just, you know, keeping it in a regular checking account.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I think, again, as entrepreneurs, we don't know where to put our money because on one hand, we need to have it accessible, right? So if you were to put it somewhere where you're investing, you don't want to like take it out. But if you're putting excess cash on hand, putting it somewhere like a high yield savings account is definitely going to help you get essentially free money, right? Because it's growing on itself versus staying in a checking account where it's like a percentage, a fraction of a percentage that you're getting if it's staying in a checking account. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's so easy. It's like, I just felt confused about where to open the account and how to do it. But I just opened it at the same bank where my checking account was. And that was good enough. And I mean, it's so easy because I can just transfer in between when I need to. But yes, it's benefited a lot and helped me take control of like, where's the money that I need to save, but I need to save it for short-term reasons. So like I need to save it for 6 months or for even three months, but I can have it in this better place. And I also want to separate it from the money that's going in and out of my business.
I love that. I love that. Cause it's like, it's separate from your checking, but at least you have accessibility to it. So you're not like borrowing here and there. Right. And yeah. One thing that I do want to mention for everyone that's listening, when you're over saving, it's like you're going to miss that money and you're just going to keep transferring it back and forth versus understanding the guidelines and how you're going to spend your money on a monthly basis. You're keeping enough in your checking account to stay afloat, right, for your operating expenses. And then you're not borrowing from your savings account because that impacts how the savings account is getting that interest income. So keep in mind, like, understanding what your typical monthly expenses are. And you do a great job, Nagina, looking at the future of saying, okay, I'm launching in this particular month. I know that I'm going to invest leading up to that launch. So you know exactly what you're spending, you know, your revenue goals and how to get there. So that's really important versus like having your cash in every single way and borrowing from every place. So thank you.
Yes. Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Ooh, there's so many shifts that you've been through in your business with your business cash flow, your personal cash flow, and really accomplishing your immediate lifestyle goals and now your legacy goals. What's one thing, as we kind of close or come to an end, what's one thing that you really want entrepreneurs to know about not only making, but keeping money in their businesses?
Yes. Okay. So if you are somebody that wants to have a really, really high revenue, but high profit business, meaning you're bringing a lot of money home and you're changing your life, you're living the way you want to, you're doing the things you want to do, look at your expenses. Look at what you are spending the most on. And, you know, there's a few things I want you to take a look at just from my own experience and start with. Number one is, how are you getting your leads? How are you getting your clients? Because there's a lot of things that we hear online that we think everyone is doing, and it's just not true. it's important to understand how to be profitable in growing the way that people are attracted to your business. And sometimes slower, a little, like taking it slower can actually can bring you more money for a little while. And then you can always ramp it up. So looking at how are you doing your marketing and your marketing, how are you doing that? How are you getting yourself out there, your advertising and marketing, and how much money is that? When I made a change on that, that's when my profits really went up. Secondly, I was creating a team so that I could offer a certain service that required a lot of people. It was an intensive service that required more people. And I thought that this was going to be able to get me so much more business and grow it. And my revenue like actually went up a lot. And that's when my profit went down, is when I started really investing in growing a team because of a business model that was just very, very high touch. So really looking at like, what do you really need for your business? What can you make more efficient in terms of delivering your service? What can you automate? What tools are out there that you don't need to spend money on? Because we don't have to only spend money on, there's a lot of like empowerment on the internet around growing a team and employing people and doing all that. And yeah, that's good. And you need to do that to a certain point, but you should be smart about it. And you should understand that like, you're also, this is like $10,000, for example, that you're not bringing home to your family. Okay. So that's like, what are some ways you can change the model so it doesn't require as much time intensive services? So basically looking at your expenses, understanding where are things working, where are things really expensive, and being creative. Like you see the numbers and then that's your first step. You're like, okay, this is really expensive. Now I got to go learn about what are some other ways that I could do this. So it really can guide you, and then you go and learn from it. So look at your expenses. Don't only look at your revenue. Revenue, also keep growing it. Raise your prices. Learn how to offer quality services and how to sell. But also always look at your expenses and never take your eye off of them. And so it is this game where you're like, I should spend more. Should I spend more because I'll make more money? You know, it's a game. You're not always perfect. But keeping your eye on those will really, really, you know, keep it moving in that direction. So yes.
Yes. That is such a wealth of information. Ooh, that is so good. That is so good. Thank you so much, Nagita, for sharing all of your wisdom as you've been growing your phenomenal business. How your journey on pivoting, changing your business model, working on things where maybe it was heavy load with team, but then you pivoted and like, okay, how can I make this simplified? And staying on track, staying on the road, and really getting the fruits of your labor, maintaining high profit margins consistently, and really healing your money mindset and sharing that wisdom. So thank you again. It was such an honor talking with you today.
Oh, well, thank you, Ayana, for your amazing support. I really would not have gone on this journey without your clarity and also your advice when we have been interacting and on our meetings about you saying, well, have you considered this? And have you thought about this? And that really helped me, that insight from a financial perspective, but also you brought in a lot of different ways of thinking about my business. And I mean, that's why we've worked together for so long. So it's just been really, really instrumental in me becoming serious about my business and then growing it. And it wasn't like a growth up, straight up growth. But it's from then to now, it has grown significantly, and the finances were really a core foundation and to understanding what was going on and then taking those learnings and going. So thank you so much to you.
Nagita, please tell us where we can keep up with you and maintain that wisdom and even get ourselves snatched. How can we keep in touch with you online?
Oh, absolutely. It's so easy and so much fun, actually, to get your metabolism high, to drop that fat, to eat foods that are amazing and delicious and tasty. You can find me at my website, masalabody.com. And I actually have a free gift that I'd love to share, which is a first step to getting snatched for sure. And actually, this goes very well. I should use that as a tagline because it's called the Sweet Spice Cheat Sheet. And this is one spice that you can add that is actually sweet And I will share with you 5 ways to use it in your day that do not require cooking, 3 health benefits. And I also, my favorite part and most people's favorite part of the sweet spice cheat sheet, which is a fire tea that is belly fat burning to have in the evening. And it replaces a wine habit and it's even more delicious. And so you can grab this. We'll include the link. It's masalabody.com/sweet spice. Check that out. And then after you get that, I'll share with you a 5-day metabolism boost that I'm going to be having that's coming up. And it's where I'm going to be teaching you every day for 5 days, what to have for breakfast, what to have for lunch, how to get your metabolism going, what to add to your water and other spices that you can use as well. So definitely check that out. And I'd love to connect with you and let me know that you found me from Ayana.
Yay. Oh my goodness. I'm signing up because one thing about cravings. Thank you so much, Nagina. I really appreciate you. Okay. I am so full from this interview with Nagina, and I am so appreciative of how she shared so much wisdom. What was one thing that you learned from Nagina's experience? Let me know in the comments below if you're watching on the YouTube version. We talked about having a financial system where every dollar has a place, purpose, and function. If you're ready to make million-dollar decisions based off your money story and avoid tax surprises in your business, become a bookkeeping client of ours. Our bookkeeping services help you avoid another year with a tax surprise with no clear picture of your financial story. Go to lovelyfinancials.com/bookkeeping to get started. If you're a woman growing your business and family and want to heal your relationship with money to build personal wealth and create a legacy, subscribe on either YouTube or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm on a mission to help 100 women reach at least 1 million in net worth to create generational wealth and break generational curses. If this aligns with you, I'd love for you to be a part of this community. So tune in to watch more episodes of Harmonious Wealth. Thank you. Hey there, girlfriend. If you're ready to finally have the lifestyle and legacy to show for your business success, I would love for you to click that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. Hey there. If you're getting more comfortable with your numbers or have learned something new from what you're hearing on Harmonious Wealth, I would so appreciate it if you left a rating and a review. They make it possible for me to reach more business owners just like you, who want to break free of their generational money stories and build a lifestyle and legacy for their family.